Hong Kong Customs displays its latest haul of smuggled ivory. Officials found almost 800 elephant tusks, chopped up and hidden in crates beneath slabs and stones, destination unclear. Poachers shot the elephants and then hacked out their tusks with machetes. Elephants need the tusks to breathe, fight, and feed.
These ivory tusks, after they are crushed, they are high value goods. And the smugglers, they will just see these high value goods. They to the places that they can make a profit.
Hong Kong Customs believes that the $1.4 million shipment comes from Kenya and was smuggled through Malaysia. Besides Hong Kong, major illicit ivory seizures have been made in mainland China, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Thailand. As people become wealthier in Asia, they're driving up demand for ivory products, with China shaping up as one of the biggest markets.
There's no intelligence and no information suggesting that there's an increasing trend of smuggling cases of smuggling ivory tusks detected.
But Friday's one-ton shipment is Hong Kong's third major seizure of illegal ivory in 3 months. Customs seized nearly 4 tons of ivory worth $3.5 million last October. That haul was smuggled from Kenya and Tanzania, two of the many countries where elephants live in Africa, seen here in red. The elephant population in many of those areas is at risk of shrinking. Biologists say at this rate of poaching, the illicit ivory trade could all but wipe out Africa's elephants in less than 20 years. Ralitza Vasilova, CNN, Atlanta.